Hi, it's Dr. Nisinga Burden from Need to Know with Dr. Nisinga. I am coming to you to let you know today that I am taking a little bit of a holiday break. So I'm going to see you in 2026. I have so enjoyed my time with you. But in the meantime, Tony Tidbit is going to tell give you the best of Need to Know with Dr. Nisinga Burden. And so I wish you happy holidays. I wish you peace. I wish you all of your heart's desires that don't harm others. And I will see you in 2026. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay happy.
A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nisinga Burden. Dr. Burden, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nisinga Burden. I am she. Today, I want to talk to you about what is happening with our country. I'm coming to you today to talk about January 6th. You know, it's just really sad when you have such a major event unfold. I mean, it really is a treasonous act at best. The fact that they can so easily describe the attack on New Orleans as a terrorist attack, but will not do the same for something as heinous and as harmful and as detrimental to our country as the January 6th Treasonous Act is just really unthinkable. Today, I want to talk about 47 and his bid to get rid of Lisa Cook, and his attempt to get the Fed to cut rates, interest rates, so that his big, beautiful bill makes better sense, and to also make his billionaires happy. And unfortunately, he does not realize this is not an episode of The Apprentice where he gets to just fire people arbitrarily. There are rules in place, and the Federal Reserve is an independent institution that is put in place to keep the wheels of power from crushing America and its economy. You may have been following the story of Adriana Smith, a young mother and nurse in Atlanta, Georgia, who unfortunately became brain dead. And when she became brain dead, was found to have been 9 weeks pregnant. The heartbeat bill, basically a law in Georgia that says fetuses have the rights of humans. She was forcibly kept alive versus the wishes of her family in order to have the baby.
That's who you put in charge of our country. That's who you put in charge of our money. That's who you put in charge of your jobs, which you no longer have. Now, I'm an empath, so I don't want anybody to lose their jobs. Even white supremacists, please stay employed so you can leave me the hell alone. Stay over there wherever you are. Stay over there. Keep your job. But the way that people are going about it, even if you do feel like you have to right the ship, you have to save money, you have to be innovative and think about other ways of doing or conducting government, this approach is not working. It's not working for the people that you're targeting, and it is not working for the people who voted you in.
About, and I don't know when people became or started to care about crime in inner cities, but okay, you care. Crime is actually down in Washington, D.C. by 30%. D.C. has a very international population. It used to be the chocolate city. We now call it the milk chocolate city because so many whites from all over the world and the country. I've met so many people from like Omaha and Idaho and places like that in DC. So when we say diversity, equity, and inclusion, people are saying it's about giving unqualified Black people jobs because they are hoping and resting on the fact that your racism and your stereotyping of Black people will kick in. And unfortunately, it has. But this idea that Black people are somehow the only people in the DEI category is false. This idea that people who are in DEI category are somehow all unqualified and somebody is giving them something is false. As my Black father said, nobody white ever gave him anything. He grew up in segregated Virginia. And when I tried to believe in Santa, he wouldn't let us because what? Nobody white ever gave you anything. I'm sick and tired of people lying and clearly not understanding what DEI actually is, what affirmative action actually is, or I guess we could say was. You don't even know what it is. Like, you can't even define it, articulate it. And this false idea that we that would be Black people, because I'm a Black person and I'm a woman, that somebody's giving us something. I mean, the audacity. We have to be 10 times, I was just talking to Tony, 10 times qualified to get passed over. I do think this about Mr. Musk. The fact that he has been given so much access to our private information, and he is doing and behaving in a way here in the United States that he could never behave in South Africa. I lived there off and on for many years. He could never get away with any of this in South Africa. But you literally have someone who is not an elected official, who is from overseas, who traffics in privacy and security and technology. And you have that person making decisions for our country, and he is not an elected official. We are not here. We are. We Black women, I usually don't speak for the whole collective, but I feel okay saying it now. We are not here to be your whipping post. We did that for 400 years. You got a powerful country out of it. You're welcome. But we're not doing that shit no more. So find another target. Find another target. And really, get yourselves together. Focus on what's important, and that is saving these people, helping them reestablish their lives, making sure the insurance companies are not cutting them off, as particularly when they paid into policies for 50, 60, 70 years. You know, be an advocate, not an asshole. Thank you. When someone is showing you who they are, believe them. I know the great Maya Angelou said that, but it is true. When someone has shown you who they are, believe them. There was nothing 47 did when he was 45 in his first presidency that he is not doing now. The only thing is that because he had been president before, now he has a shorter runway, which means he's just hitting the ground running because he knows how things work and how to get around them now.
Some of you hopefully had read Project 2025. We are now seeing the attempt to enact Project 2025 under the guise of executive orders, which is really a manifesto. And of course, the first strike is at Black votes, and the only diaspora named in terms of undoing any type of positive relationship with is the African diaspora in this initial document. I've read the whole thing. I encourage you to read it as well.
They were off 900,000 jobs. They said were going to be created, and we're going to have this big job market and just hold on. It seems like it's really tight now, but you know, the wave is coming. No, it's not coming. It's not coming. It's not going to come this time, the next time, the next month's numbers, then it's not going to come. The next month's numbers, it's not going to come. Economically, it's not possible.
If you understand Kendrick Lamar's performance and you understand who he is, basically, in a nutshell, that performance was that I'm not here to entertain you. Black people are not here to entertain you. We are a part of the American fabric. We built America for free. When you see the people turning and being on each other's black backs, America is built on the backs of Black people.
Strategy. It's a communication strategy. It's called chaos theory. And it's when you create, you put so much information and misinformation and disinformation out into the universe or into the media stratosphere that people are confused. They check out, they're stressed. They're like, oh, I can't watch TV anymore. I can't read another newspaper article. I can't go online anymore. I can't talk to my relatives. So they check out. And so the power continues to go unchecked. This usually happens in fascist societies, like fascist regimes. This is how they control their people. What I need you to know today is that we cannot continue to allow our children to be shot up. Like, we just cannot allow it. You know, at my daughter's school, there was a warning last year because someone had called the school and threatened to kill all the kids. And this in no way, shape, or form is normal behavior. This is not something that we should be desensitized to. This is not something that we should expect. It's not okay. Not only is it not okay, it's not okay to pretend like you're praying for kids, pretend like you're sending your thoughts and prayers and not do anything else about it. Just this time, he surrounded himself with people who will not challenge him and who are going to just, you know, walk with him lockstep. So we got a Secretary of Education this time who doesn't know the difference between A1 and AI, but is making decisions about the use of AI in classrooms in the country. As you know, 47 appointed Linda McMahon, a WWE, that is Worldwide Wrestling Executive,
to the post with no experience whatsoever. In fact, Linda McMahon was in the middle of a child sex abuse case brought by five of their former employees who were teenagers, and said that she and her husband, Vince McMahon, who had to step down subsequently because of sexual abuse and battery of women in his employment, that they turned a blind eye to the sexual abuse of some of the wrestlers when they were teenagers. So that is who was appointed to lead the Department of Education. Last night was a great display of beauty, excellence, Black excellence, as we like to call it, all the wonderful things. And while looking at all of this Black excellence, we're looking at all of this Black culture, this very, very public celebration and display of Black culture, our institutions are being undermined. We are being erased from history books. Our books are being banned. What I need you to know is that Kamala Harris actually was prosecuting sex crimes. So all you people who keep going online talking about she put my cousin in jail, stop telling your cousin's business, because that means they probably were a sex offender. She also prosecuted environmental crimes. So those are the two groups of crimes that she prosecuted. Unless your cousin is a tree or something, if your cousin was out there burning down trees, starting fires and shit in California, we know what that looks like, they probably went to jail. So this idea that she was just corralling Black men and throwing them in jail is false. And then the Black men who did go to jail needed to go to jail because, sexual crimes should be prosecuted. And those are the people we actually want in jail. His test of loyalty is if you will let me break the law, because he is a convicted felon. I want to remind people of that. People are like, can you believe? Yeah, you gave the criminal the keys to the United States. Yes, you did. A convicted felon. You gave them the keys to the United States. But then you're trying to act like you're surprised that he's breaking the law or he's not listening to judges. Right? When there hasn't been any consequence, none, to any of the things that he was found guilty of, and he hasn't paid a nickel on it. Today, we will be discussing a study that was released by the Pew Research Center. You will have to have what is called a real ID in order to verify that you are a U.S. citizen in order to travel. But this is why it really matters now, because most women who are married have changed their names. The majority of U.S. women who get married change their last names. So their name is not going to be the same as it is on the birth certificate. Thus and so, if the requirements that your identification for your voter ID must match your birth certificate exactly, that means it's going to disenfranchise millions of women voters.
When we fight for civil rights, we want civil rights for everyone, not just our own group. When we want people to do better and have, better pay, it's not just for us. We want it for everyone. When we want people to have voting rights, it's not just for us. It's for everyone. And so when you see that being parsed out, and then even people trying to shame you.
We got to keep it real. 300,000 Black women are unemployed right now. We are being targeted, as you can see what is happening with 47 and who he targets, right? Who he is eliminating, getting rid of. It is Black people in general, but mostly Black women. Because Black women have actually done the work to get to where they are. They have the degrees, they have the experience, they have the leadership experience, they have the administrative experience. They've done amazing work. Unless your house is burned down and you don't have anything that you started with at the beginning of the day, shut the hell up. You have no idea what you're talking about. People think of slavery, I'm not sure why, as something bad. There would be no United States of America without slaves, like enslaved people. Without the slave economy, there would be no United States of America. So I am proud to be descendants of slaves in the United States. We literally built the strongest country in the world. All of the things that have happened here for us, a lot of it has been horrendous, but a lot of it has been great. And we have survived and we have thrived in spite of all of the ways that this country has not really given us our proper due. Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. I am she. Today, I want to talk to you about what is happening with our country participating, creating what I call a bogus refugee scheme for white South Africans. It's because I actually lived off and on in South Africa for 8 years. So I do have experience living over there, and I am very familiar with the politics. And I've written extensively about South Africa for many years. I say all of that to say that this whole idea that the farmers are being, are fleeing violence is false. You can't just check out. So that's not smart. You can't just check out. Write a check. Do that. Vote in the midterm elections. Do that. Go to your school board hearing meetings and tell them to stop censoring books, right? Because you see how the slippery slope happened? Censoring books, and then it's newspapers, then it's TV shows. You see how this works, right? When you don't say anything, you just let it go. You see? They're coming for you next. Like, they're coming for us now. This is why you can't post on your private Facebook page and keep your job. That's what I need you to know. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to feel like you're not sure what the next step is. It's okay. I mean, professionally, personally, spiritually, even. I know that's like for some people, oh no. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you question. Sometimes you're like, God, I've been praying to you and praying, and I just don't know. It's just not happening. You're uncomfortable because the things you need are not happening fast enough for you. But that change is coming. The month of September, which is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And, we can talk about it the month of September, or we can talk about it every month here. But suicide prevention is important. So if you haven't done it already, some of the things, I wanted to give you some of the steps that you can take in order to find help for people. If you yourself are in crisis now, you can dial 988, you can call or text 988. And that is a suicide prevention, a crisis hotline, if you will, for people with mental health, suffering mental health emergencies. For what we do know, these tariffs are going to have ridiculously horrible effects on us. So some of you might've been checking your 401k, it is in the toilet. I looked at mine and I was like, wow, I am gonna die at work. We think about what's happening in our world today, especially as it relates to veterans and the many veterans that have been displaced. They have been put out of their jobs. And I find it also fascinating that so many veterans supported this president because he is not someone who has military service. And he has said some awful things about those who have, including, calling folks losers. I mean, he was horrible to John McCain. I mean, horrible. You know, there's so much stuff going on, and you could call it chaos theory, depending on what theory you want to use. Where there's so much going on, you don't know what to pay attention to. But do believe that any and all opportunities they have to subjugate, oppress, demean, or cause pain to immigrant groups, to people of color, they are doing it, and they are now using the Weather Service to do it. Where are you on reproductive rights in this country? Where are you on maternal mortality in this country? Our numbers, particularly as it relates to women of color, mirror those of people in developing nations. Where are we on women's right to vote, right? So all this voter suppression, it is impacting women. So where are we? And why is it that we can't do more than one thing at one time? He talked down and talk poorly, talk badly about, maligned our former presidents, U.S. presidents, while he uplifted Soviet President Putin. He basically said that Putin is his man. And you certainly have to not sell out your country to a sworn enemy every single time you get on a microphone. So, my mother's like, I'm just waiting to get my Russian ID in the mail. I said, me too. Maybe they'll email it to us since they have all our data. So tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast, and I'll see you then.
A Black Executive Perspective.